operating system special.
Goals
is the aggregate total reduction from previous years and where we need to go that makes this such a critical decision right now, even though I know that you're trying to respond to the budget deficits. In addition, the Office of Higher Education and our agency's administration, we have 24 full-time employees funded through our general fund, and we have a very small staff with one of the largest budgets due to our state grant program. And we operate a host of other national aid support services, and we regulate private and post-secondary institutions, and we provide information to all of you. So in your proposal, it would mean about 3 to 4 positions would be cut as a result of the reductions in the bill, and that these decreased number of staff levels will make it very, very challenging for our staff to provide adequate stewardship over the funds that you access to through the state grant program. Now, what's so important here is the interrelationship between the decisions you're making now and other bills like the state government bill, which would mean an additional reduction to our staff. So if you take it in the aggregate, you could look at upwards of 6 to 8 positions, which would leave a very small agency in a very critical state of affairs, trying to respond to an infinite number of phone calls, trying to be adequate citizens over the state funds. It would slow the regulatory efforts. So the work of the Office of Higher Education, which has stood the test of time in its basic elements, would be severely limited. And I can't tell you how daily what this means going to the agency and watching our staff work tirelessly on behalf of our citizens and providing being responsive to their needs and what this would mean to their lives. So the point I'm trying to make is that the decisions that you have affect real people and their lives. The amount appropriated to MNC is also too low, and to the University of Minnesota, which would mean that the lives of their faculty, their staff, the lives of their students, the purpose of why they exist in serving students would be jeopardized. It would affect students' completion of programs. We've heard both the chancellor and President speak eloquently to this fact, as well as students and their staff and faculty. So in essence, severe cuts to our two state systems in many, without a doubt, will affect their operations, their maintenance, their ability to provide the core services that you ask them to. Not only that, they're serving more and more students and happen to be the best bargain for us, our citizens. Our two state systems offer the best bargain. So MNSCU is serving, for example, more than 40,000 additional students. And it is very important that we not minimize their efforts to reduce instruction. We need more of our citizens having post-secondary education in the state. The performance funding piece is problematic. Both before you proposed 1% of the fiscal year 2013 appropriations for operations and maintenance, which is about 40.5 much to ask for. And I think the students themselves eloquently expressed that throughout the session. The University of Minnesota's operation and maintenance appropriation is also too low. The university's ability to serve the students, including the 12,000 additional students enrolled in recent years, will be reduced. It is important to minimize the reductions in funding for the instruction. The operations and maintenance appropriation is an important source of funding for post-secondary instruction and departmental research. And like the MINSCU, the performance funding will also limit their flexibility at times when we need them working with the Board of Regents to be diligent about how to set a course for college career readiness and future. Tuition increases, again, with the University of Minnesota Representative Norris, Senator Fischbach, as you, I speak as the leader of the Office of Higher Education. The Office of Higher Education has, for some time now, provided information to policymakers to help them make decisions. We have, for some time now, provided an analysis and offered what that analysis might mean in the same way that you have people here who work with you who do the same. All this is pointing out some of the issues or tensions and challenges that we're facing in light of everything that we know about the status of higher education and where we need to take the state. To the best of my understanding, and this comes from our analysis, from the staff's analysis, from my analysis, these are concerns that are real issues here that would impact, and as a leader, I feel obligated as a leader and a representative of the governor's cabinet, advising him on higher education issues, I feel compelled to offer this as testimony to you as a letter to point those things out rather than to leave it up for grants.
Mr. Chairman, Dr. Ray, please. Not the opinion of the are simply suggestions or concerns that Office of Higher Ed felt we had not heard about and should point out to us, because obviously we're very familiar with their bills. So. And we have talked to many people and taken testimony on both and on the House side too. So I think we're familiar with these, but I guess so they're going to confirm that Mr. Chair and Dr. Ray, these are not the opinion of the governor.
Representative Norris, Senator Fischbach, this is a summary of higher ed tensions within the two bills. It is signed by me.
Thank you. Members, more questions?
One follow-up. Mr. Chair,
Senator Fischbach.
And Dr. Ray, I appreciate the information, but once again, I would strongly suggest that if there are any suggestions or help that you could give us, as opposed to just fighting us with this is bad, we don't like this. Some suggestions and assistance, true assistance, not just saying you better get rid of this or whatever, however you may interpret the letter, but some real assistance and some discussion about what the alternatives may be, what suggestions may have that we could improve things, not just the don't do this, this is bad, and because I would really think that it would make much more sense for your office and as you as a leader to assist as opposed to just simply sending letters that tell us, can't do this, can't do that.
Representative Norris, Senator Fischbach, the letter was sent in an attempt to assist. If there is a specific question, I offer the services of my staff, and we'd be delighted to answer any specific question that you might have that might help you reach a decision.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Dr. Wright, and looking at your letter, you indicated that there'd be a layoff of 700 faculty, or in your letter it says hundreds, but in your testimony you said 700 faculty. Now, I'm looking at the campus impact spreadsheet for the House position that supports students more through the state grant program, and stricter limits on tuition increases, and also same position with the Senate. Now, the actual impact of the total revenue at the campus level would result in either the House or Senate bill became law. It doesn't seem to match your statement above 700 faculty being dismissed. Could you just,
Dr. Wright, have you had a chance to see that spreadsheet?
Representative Norris, no, I haven't. However, I know in the audience we have representatives here from the University of Minnesota and from Minsky who might be able to answer the specifics of your question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And that 700 number kind of sticks out there. I'd like to know where that number came from.
It was meant to Representative Norris. It was meant to illustrate an estimate, our best estimate in our office of how many faculty would potentially
start exercising some of those problem-solving abilities, and perhaps we don't need to lose hundreds and hundreds of faculty. Perhaps we can do things a little bit different, a little bit smarter. I would propose to you, Dr. Wright, that the number of dollars thrown into anything, whether it's education, whether it's into my business, whether it's into my family's budget, doesn't equal quality.
Dr. Wright.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Yes, I understand the issue of quality. And our schools and our colleges are working at quality right now and are of quality. Minnesota has one of the higher attainment rates in the country and is very well respected for its quality of institutions, and that is what we're trying to preserve. I would urge you to call upon my colleagues in the audience now who can speak directly and specifically to the implications of Minscu or the letters that are put forth to you are an analysis of that, intended to be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. Coming from a generation that understands that solution-oriented effect, I can clearly say that is my position. I believe that we are stewards at a given point in time. And I keep thinking about Albert Einstein's quote, that what we need is substantially a new way of thinking if we're going to survive. The economic situation that this state faces, that the nation faces, is unparalleled and unprecedented. None of us have experienced this before. So we're all going through it together, collaboratively, and willing to work with. But the governor has made it very clear. He wants a proposal in front of him that thinks about a more balanced approach, and he's willing to address and work with and negotiate to something. But this negotiating with the nuances, without that clarity of knowing your position, we have to start from somewhere.
Chair, thank you very much, and I don't need to show emotion, but you know we have been there. We have been there previously with the farmer majorities, and I'm not being critical, but they would serve up the bills, and they would get to the governor, and the governor would get his red pen out, and we'd all dance around with a red pen, and boy, isn't that something? It's all going to veto land, and we play that game, and frankly, it didn't get us anything. And what we're trying to do this year is to say, you know what, there's a better way, and that's to sit down and negotiate these things out. I don't care if you do it with Senator Fischbach, Representative Norris. I don't need to be there, at least for initial comments and considerations, but at least sit down and work some of this stuff out, because unless we get all three groups working together on this, it's not going to happen. And again, I simply urge you to consider doing that, either online or offline, but we need your engagement and involvement. We need your ideas. Where can you wiggle? Where can't you wiggle? And so on and so forth, because there's middle ground. Obviously, it's going to have to be found, and we need to know where that is.
Dr. Wright, as we're getting close to the end of our, hopefully in the next year or so, deliberation here with this conference committee, can you share with us, does the governor like anything in our bill? Can you find something that we can agree on tonight?
Representative Nornes, the governor has made it very clear where his positions on higher ed might be, and he's presented his budget proposal. He's waiting for you to make those discerning decisions and to debate in your conference committee, and waiting for you to hear from you what your positions might be very clearly. He's made it very clear he wants his commissioners working with you and assisting you with any information that you've had, which we've done. So I'm happy to provide answers to any questions you might have that might allow and support your work. But he wants to move this along as much as